Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. The sun just came out down here in Bondi and it's a beautiful day, and I want to share with you today a little bit about something that I learned. I've been to Nepal 56 times now, or to the Himalayas at least, and in those times I've been blessed to work with some of the great sadhus and healers and of the Himalayas, and a great friend of mine in the Himalayas came from Tibet, was trained by the Dalai Lama, and he was the fifth generation of healer from his family. So these healers in the Himalayas don't have to go to uni if they don't want to. They are automatically, by the world and the world governance, certified as being healers if they are more than three generations of lineage of their family, and they take it very seriously. Obviously the herbal treatments and the herbal remedies and the intuitions and the inspirations and the feelings and the senses that they use to cause healing are way beyond the practice of everyday life, and this is why they meditate. They meditate to enhance their sensory perception of what is right and wrong with a human being so that they can do a diagnosis. They do that diagnosis primarily through pulse, three-finger pulse detection. And this is a really sacred art and highly valued by the Tibetan healing process. But at the end of the day, there is a placebo effect in the power of Tibetan healing. And the placebo effect is the effect that I'd like to talk about today applied to your business. So there are three things required for a business to succeed, and there are three things required for Tibetan healing to take place. And let's just talk about the Tibetan healing first up, and then we'll translate that into a business, because it's identical. Because business is offering healing, it's satisfying a need, it's satisfying a demand, and that is in a sense the demand for healing, the demand for a fulfillment of a need, and the need in a healing sense is to get well. So let's just talk about it really quickly on that level. There are three things required in Tibetan healing. It's a triangulation. If you put at the top of the triangulation, medicine. If you put at the right hand bottom of the triangulation, if you put belief of the healer. If you put at the bottom left hand of the triangulation, put belief of the patient. So let's just look at that, what we've just written. Belief in the medicine at the top, belief in the patient, of the patient, belief of the healer. The healer has to believe that the patient can heal. The healer has to believe that the medicine will heal. The patient on the left hand side of the bottom has to believe that the medicine will heal. The patient has to believe that the healer will heal. So there's a triangulation taking place, and if any one of these three are missing, healing can't take place. So in Tibetan medicine, the doctor or the healer, as they call them, the shastri, always dresses in a uniform, and that is to generate a really strong power of belief that there is a lineage, or there's a capability, a certification that has taken place, that the healer is certified or graduated or qualified to do the work. Now, most of these shastris are in villages and compounds, and their lineage, their family lineage, is well known. So when the child becomes an adult and the parent dies, they automatically take over the reins, but they can't take over the reins until their father or parent or the person who taught them dies. This is a really important part of their evolution and growth. Because they believe the person who died passes back the powers, but they don't pass back the power until they leave the planet. So we got this really clearly here. So we've really got an understanding that in Tibetan healing, if the doctor walks in the door and the doctor doesn't look like they're going to heal somebody, the person they're going to heal won't believe that it's possible. So that'll kill the whole process. The placebo effect, the mental belief pattern, will not exist, and the medicine will be dispensed. The doctor will do a good job, just like they do in the Western world, but there'll be a question mark: is this going to fix me? Because do I really believe this medicine is going to work, or do I really believe the dispenser of the medicine is going to actually fix me up? Then there's the second part of this whole equation. The doctor itself, the healer, the shastri itself, must believe that they are qualified. They must believe in the medicine they are dispensing, and they must believe that the patient, they can do the job on the patient. So let's now take all this and wrap it back into a business language. Firstly, you've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe that you're capable of doing the job that you've been employed to do. Now, it's not a bullshit stance. It's not saying, oh, I'm so good, look at me, look at me. It's actually proven track record. So there's a sense of belief in your past, present, and future. And we call this self-confidence, as a word for it. The way you develop self-confidence is within the four quadrants. Who am I? Where am I going? Why am I here? And where did I come from? The answer to those four questions gives you self-confidence. And this is what we work on a lot when we're developing a sense of self, a sense of power in an individual. Where am I going? Where do I come from? Who am I and why am I here? Answer those four questions strongly with a sense of authentication and be able to speak that out loud in front of another person. And you will develop the self-confidence that is, let's say, immune from the insecurities. So that's the way of developing a strong sense of self-belief. The second part, which is the first statement, because how can you sell if you don't believe in yourself? The second part is that the client must believe that you are not full of shit. Now, how are you going to develop that? Well, that's uniform, that's branding, that's constancy, that's all of the things that are represented on your web or on your process to say, I'm not full of shit, I'm real. And therefore there is a automated belief from the client from the customer to the business that the business is really authentic and can create the product that it needs. And the final thing is the medicine authentic? And that's the product itself, the service delivery. Is this medicine going to actually deliver what it promises? And how do I know that other than like in the rhetoric of marketing? How do I know that for real? Where's the evidence? Where's the track record? Or where are the pictures of other people being happy using this Panadol? So this is Chris. You have a great day. Bye for now.